fix.
My movie 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 fix.
All right, that was the intro. This is the show. Welcome to another episode of the My Movie Fix podcast. I'm your host, Sir. You can find other episodes, blah, blah, blah. All right, let's get to it. I saw a movie that made me feel things, so I felt like I needed to pod. So I'm here to pod. Yeah, I have another episode in the can. We did end up recording an end of year episode with Sam and Vito. So that is going to be a 2 month old pod by the time I get to releasing it. I love podding, but editing is just so difficult. If you notice with this episode, the editing is going to be really bad because I'm just recording it to get it out because I want to talk about these movies. And I just had surgery, so I'm currently left-handed for the next few weeks. So, yeah, editing is out of the picture. And so this is not going to sound very good, but I'm going to still have my sultry voice that you love hearing. So you're going to enjoy every minute of it. Yeah, so again, when I get to finishing that recording, I'll drop it. I know you guys are dying to hear our outdated top 10 list because I know we've seen movies since that probably would have made the list, but these things happen. So, yeah, but I saw a movie this morning that made me say, I know my pod recording is random, you know, and I know I already got an episode I need to put out, but I need to talk about this movie anyway. So that's what I'm here doing. I'm going to talk about it. And actually, as you can see, I'm going to talk about two movies. I'm going to kill two birds with one stone. As I said, I had some surgery in my hand, had to get something cut out. So I've had a lot of free time to watch movies. And I find myself trying to catch up on all the stuff I said I was going to watch and never got around to, which is what I usually do. I spend most of a year watching the previous year's movies and then trying to cram all of the current year's movies into December so I can talk about the best of list, which is why I always want to throw in a, you know, one movie pick that didn't come out this year that you thought was great, because that's what happens. That's what end of year lists are for. For people to tell you all the best movies you missed this year. So you go out and watch them and you say, actually, yeah, this was great. Everybody should know how great this is. And everybody's like, yeah, I know. That's why it was on my top 10 list last year. So you need a moment to appreciate the movie that you didn't appreciate the year it came out. But anyway, so I say that to say I watched a bunch of 2023 movies lately. And I watched American Fiction yesterday, as you can see from the title. And I also watched A Good Person. Now, I didn't expect to like these the way that I did. That was the intro. This is the show. I'm just diving right into it. Welcome to the pod. So, I expected to really like American Fiction and not particularly care about A Good Person. I've heard so many great things about American Fiction. The trailer made me really want to see it, you know, being a black movie. It's not quite a black movie, blah, et cetera, et cetera. And then a Good Person, I don't know, it's just one of those TikTok movies that kept showing me clips that made me say, this looks pretty good. Why haven't I watched this yet? You know, it's got Florence Pugh in it. It's got Morgan Freeman in it. Why haven't I heard of this or seen this, et cetera? So I don't know. But I say that to say, starting with American Fiction, I did not actually care for it that much. The basic plot is a black man that is an intellectual. He's a writer. He writes things that nobody really wants to read because he writes intellectual type books. And he sees a black lady writing a less than intellectual movie about black people. Very stereotypical, very, you know, just all the slings, all the, you know, terrible stereotypes about black people. And he's got some family stuff going on, but just kind of in a moment of anger, fit or whatever, he writes his own book that is very slang heavy, very gangsta, very stereotypical black people. He doesn't believe an ounce of it. He's just like, this is what you people want. And, you know, that kind of deal. And of course, because it's a movie that takes off and, you know, things ensue from there. I don't know. I think I liked it in principle. I think I liked the movie that the trailer made me think I was going to see, but the movie itself was, I don't know, I guess it was that, but it was just more kind of drawn out and less entertaining than I thought it would be. I don't know. And I'm black. Maybe it's because it is me. I see too much of myself in the main character. I don't like watching slave movies. I don't like watching like superhero show Black Lightning. It's like it was all, you know, black people fighting drug dealers and gangsters, and you know, I just don't. That's not my. I don't give a fuck. I don't. That's not my worldview. That's not my idea of blackness. I don't want to see that on fucking TV. So it's just not for me. So, and just, I don't know. The so wokeness with today's culture, half the people don't want black people at all, and the other half want, you know, every black, gay, colored, and everybody to have an equal storyline, and just, it just, I don't know. I hate that blackness is even, like, I just want to watch a fucking movie, you know? And I get that's the white privilege, or, you know, that's the lack of black privilege, or that's just the word, whatever it is. So, I don't know. I just, it gets burnt out on me. So if I'm putting something quote unquote black into the world, I want it to be, you know, higher than the basic black stereotype that gets put out, you know, and he has that very same worldview. And, you know, there are parts in the movie that show him, you know, it's, you're saying you think less of black people because you don't like black stories. It's like, no, but you know, the coming from the hood black stories, that's not all black stories. Some black people are just fucking black people living lives, normalized lives, trying to whatever, you know. So I like to see that kind of shit too. But I say all that to say American Fiction ended up being a lot of the type of movie that it was talking against, I guess, you know. And I kind of had a conversation with my mother about it. She was like, yeah, but that's kind of the point. She just accepted it for what it was. But I butt heads against it. And I feel like if I was him, he would butt heads against the movie he was watching. So I get it. And maybe I just need more time to let it sink in and think about it deeper. But it just, I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way. I just felt like it was very me preaching to me, and I don't like to hear me, if that makes sense, you know. So yeah, that's, I don't know, it's, I'm not gonna say I didn't like it. I haven't wrote a review yet because I'm just so, I don't know, I'm mixed, I'm confused on how I felt about it, you know. So that's, anyway, like I said, I expected to hit play and think American Fiction was blew me away. I'm so glad to see this type of movie on TV, and this is when all the Oscars, blah blah blah, and it's just not quite how I feel about it. But yeah, so that's what I expected with American Fiction. So I'm going to move on to A Good Person, which again, I knew next to nothing about other than TikTok clips. And honestly, God, TikTok is the best advertising machine in my world right now. I could, you know, trailers on YouTube, I next to never ever watch. I will be scrolling TikTok. It'll show me 4 minutes of some movie or TV show, and I'll get hooked on it, and then I'll have to go find it. Because I'm hooked, you know. I don't know the legalities of the rights, but that works, because seeing, you know, separate 30-second, 4-minute clips of A Good Person made me say I need to go watch this, you know. So, yeah. I don't know. Florence Pugh is, that's just, I don't know. She's a very good actress. I've seen her in a lot of other stuff, but I don't know. I didn't hear much about this movie. I knew it existed. I just thought it was a, I don't know, direct-to-DVD type release. I don't know. I just didn't hear much about it. But again, I don't watch a lot of TV that has commercials. So maybe they did advertise it a bunch and it just missed me, but kind of went under the radar. And one of the things that shocked me the most after the movie ended, when I was still feeling stuff, I saw directed and written by Zach Braff, which I very much did not expect. I just, I don't know. I have complicated feelings about him as well. I think I loved Scrubs when it came. It's hard to rewatch it now. It just was a very of its time show, but it was one of the best of its time shows to ever exist. So I really like Zach Braff, the guy, and I really liked Garden State. People kind of shitting on Zach Braff when Garden State came out. But I don't know. I thought it was fine. And I guess he's got kind of a reputation-ish. I don't know. I was looking through his IMDb. He's directed some TV shows I've watched. Well, episodes of TV show I've watched. He's directed movies that I've vaguely heard of. But I don't know. He's just not. I don't know. I was just, oh, this is a Zach Braff movie. I guess, you know, it partially explains why I didn't really hear about it. But also, I don't know. I gave it extra kudos points for that. But I don't know. So the movie itself is basically Florence Pugh is driving a car that crashes. And in that car, she has her fiance's sister and her fiance's sister's husband, I guess. And they both die. That's, you know, that's 10 minutes in. That's not a spoiler. That's basically what the movie's about or whatever. And it's just kind of the fallout from what happens with that. She does get kind of addicted to drugs. That's part of it. So I don't know, just the, how do I phrase this? The bits added up to more than the sum of the parts. I think I'm phrasing that terribly. The sum was greater than the value of all the parts, you know, 2 + 2 + 2 equaled 20 in this example. That is terrible, but you understand what I'm saying. I don't know. There are a lot of drug addict bits that I don't feel were very well acted. There's a lot of quote unquote gangster stuff. No, not there's not a lot. There's a scene of kind of local thugs that I was like, okay, this, I get what you're doing here. I forget the Alex Wolff, the guy from Hereditary. He's got a scene in that that's like, he's believable. You know, I don't know. Hereditary ruined me for him, so I don't like him as an actor. But I think he really did in that 30-second scene or whatever. But I don't know. It just, the movie itself, it was very melodramatic at times. It was very kind of, I realized I was looking at people acting words that somebody wrote, you know, if that makes sense, which I didn't like. But I think overall it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like I stopped seeing the actors and started watching the movie, and it really worked on me, you know, just the emotional bits, you know. It's just, it's very, a story about overcoming grief and trauma and, you know, love. And I don't know, I think that's kind of one of the things I resonate so deeply. I'm a hopeless romantic at heart. I love love. I love the idea of soulmates and whatnot. And there's a bit at the beginning of the movie where the two main, you know, the guy whose sister dies and her, they're just in love, you know. And I think the scene went on too long, and you could tell this is, you know, they were, I think the word's riffing a little bit, where it wasn't quite written. They were just, you know, the scene said, act like you're in love, whatever. Now, you can tell that they're going on a bit, but you can tell that these two people just fucking love each other, you know. And part of that's me, because Florence Pugh is just a very fucking attractive white woman. I don't know. That is a top tier white woman right there. Just, I don't, ooh, I could, I don't know. I think part of me is broken. I got that I can fix it gene, you know, something about I feel like, in order to love deeply, you got to go through some shit. So I feel like, I don't know, just seeing that kind of broken, like I would be over the top in love with that type of person, because that's just who I am, you know. It's like I can fix her. We can be so good together. Oh, it's terrible of me. But I say that to say, just seeing them super in love at the beginning, spoiler for the end, because it's not what it's about, but there's a chance that they end up back together by the end. That's not really kind of what happens or what it's about or anything like that, but just there's a chance they might end up together again at the end. And I don't know, it's just, on one hand, that felt kind of rote to me. It felt like too cliche, too obvious, whatever, whatever. But on the other hand, it's like, that's what hopeless romantics need. You know, they need that little possibility, you know, that maybe everything will be like, you know, Pride and Prejudice, you know. So I don't know. It just, like, again, I got nitpicks. I got acting pieces I don't like. I got, you know, bits here and there that rub me the wrong way. But when the movie ended, I was stuck. You know, I was like, oh man, that hit me. That it's got me thinking. It's got me feeling feelings. And I don't know. I love when a movie does that, and it did it differently than some other movies that I love when they do that. You know, but yeah, that's kind of what I thought about that. But in the reason I did these two together is because there's a lot of connective tissue between the two as far as Black fatherhood. There are some issues the main character in American Fiction had with the way his father raised the family that resonated, you know, that really affected the children throughout their entire lives. And same for A Good Person. So it's just, again, these two very, very different, very different tones, very all of the above. I just didn't expect Black fatherhood to be such a big, important part of both of them. And I don't know. I'm just, I'm at a weird place in my life where that really, I don't know, it really resonated with me, you know, seeing the impact a Black father has on the household and the impact fathers in general have on their children and how that can last generations and how you speaking to your child or you listening to your child or you whatevering with your child right now, how down the line they'll be having a conversation about, you know, 20 years ago, my dad did this and it never left me. You know, and that's just, I don't know, that's heavy. That is power, you know, that's responsibility. And I don't know, just seeing two back to back, seeing both sets of children were just messed up because of the dad, you know, even if their mom was okay or, you know, in one case, less than great, you know, both situations, the children, the father was the greatest force on their entire lives. You know, it just, I don't know. It was just weird to watch that back to back, having different scenes where people complain about, well, yeah, dad did this and dad loved you more than me or, you know, stuff like that. And it's just, I don't know. That hit me too. So I don't know, just so many things, so many pieces that made this last, you know, 24 hours of movie watching heavy that made me want to stop and discuss those with you all. So hopefully I got my therapy session out. It's been about 17 minutes, so I appreciate you listening. It's about time for me to cut this off and move on. I will try. Actually, I'm not going to make the promises. I'm going to try to edit the top 10 episodes. You guys can hear that. And I'm probably going to be reviewing more stuff like this, maybe, because if I can do 15 minutes to just talk and nobody hates me for it, then that'll be fine. Shoot me an email. mymoviefixpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know if you actually listen to this. So thank you very much for your time. I just got my fix.
5 minute fix.
You can find more episodes of this podcast wherever podcasts are found, wherever you happen to find it. If you wouldn't mind, do me a quick favor, leave me a 5-star review telling me why you are listening. I'm very much curious, and every 5-star review boosts me up a little bit more and helps other people find me. If you have any feedback for me, feel free to reach out at mymoviefixpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow me on Letterboxd, do so at letterboxd.com/sirsterl, S-I-R-R-S-T-E-R-L. You can follow me on IG at mymoviefix. And if you happen to want to watch me play video games on Kick, you can follow me on kick.com/nosir with 2 R's, S-I-R-R. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time.
I'm like, David, you got any more of that pod, man? Can I have some more of that?
Yeah, man. I need a fix.